middle of America in the middle of the freaking night. Welcome aboard. This is the Midnight Rider. Thank you. My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're listening tonight. It's Thursday night, 23rd of August, 2007. And I'm so glad that you're a part of the program tonight, both here on the Republic Broadcasting Network and on the TruthNet Radio Network as well, where the show is also simulcast. Glad you're here. The website for the program is MidnightRiderShow.com, MidnightRiderShow.com, and I love doing the show. I mean, I love doing the show, and I have an afternoon program also. I'm doing twice the work, but I'm having more fun doing both shows. I mean, it's a blast because at night we've been more guest centered. And then during the afternoon, it's just me pounding news. I've got a co-host that comes on the second hour. And, man, it's just wild. It's fun. I hate the information we're giving out. But I like teaching people and showing people and educating people. And to get letters from people saying, hey, you helped me understand some things, or you help wake me up. It's just really cool. Okay, Dan in California last night. Called in and was asking about something called Nisara. I did a little looking into that today. That appears to be, for lack of a better term, a conspiracy theory. There's about four or five different versions of it. One of it includes UFOs and aliens and reptiles, and that Saint Germain has come down and spoken with members of Congress, as well as Jesus, for that matter. Probably not much to it. But I had promised Dan that I would take an extra look at it, and did so this morning. And just to the best of what I could see, I didn't spend a lot of time looking at it, maybe 15, 20 minutes just kind of going through some stuff. To me, it just appeared right on its face as being as a scam. So, but hey, you know, it would be great. You know, the Bible speaks about a year of jubilee, man. I'd be all over that. All your debts are forgiven and everything. Actually, nobody worked, nobody farmed, nobody tilled, did nothing for a year. Heck of a deal. But not no more. No, we're in this little slave baby thing where from cradle to grave, you know, you're born, you go to school, and they get you ready for work. And then you spend the rest of your life toiling, trying to make the ends meet. And hopefully you'll have a little bit left for your golden years, you know, after you get your little watch. And that's becoming more and more difficult for people to do. My mom retired at 62. She kind of felt like, I'm getting out now and taking what I've got and I'm running. So she did. And I'm glad for her because, I mean, she's worked a long time. She worked as a nurse. And the last few years, you know, they've gone to these like double shift kind of things where you're working 12 hours. You get people 50, 60 years old, and that's tough to do. I just work the daylights out of them. And so she's done with that. But, I mean, I know people that are in their 70s that are still having to work because there's no way they can stop. Because if they stop, they don't eat. And it is a sad state of affairs where we're at. Okay, tonight is open lines. Anything you want to talk about, we'll talk about. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I've got a passel of news here that we're going to go through. But I would most certainly like to hear from you. The chat room is open. Just go to MidnightRiderShow.com and click on the chat link. Or you can email me with thoughts and suggestions about the show there by clicking on the email link there as well. Back in just a second. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt, I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SolayWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Is the number if you would like to participate in the program tonight. Coming up, we're going to, didn't get to get into this last night. We're going to talk about Bush at the VFW convention or meeting or whatever it is in Missouri. He was there yesterday comparing the war in Iraq to Vietnam. That is like set off a firestorm because, you know, he worked for so long telling people that there was no comparison between Vietnam and Iraq, as in quagmire. But now he comes to his speech and starts talking about how bad it will be for Iraq, like it was for Vietnam. But his facts are kind of out of place, so we're going to get into that as well. Plus, a boy gets kicked out of school for drawing a picture of a gun. I mean, my gosh. Some of this stuff, you know, is really getting really flipped out. He drew a picture of a gun. He might be a terrorist. He's Al-Qaeda. I can tell. Look at his little beady eyes. Inquisitive little boy, isn't he? He wants to read books. Oh, my goodness. Not tell you, he don't want a picture book. No, he wants chapter books. Oh, my gosh. So, six or seven years old, gets in trouble for drawing a gun. Oh, my. Taser him. You know, what's right is wrong. What's wrong is right. What's down is up, and what's up is down. It's just literally amazing. What happened to common sense in this country? I mean, literally, what happened to it? You know, there just isn't any. There's none whatsoever, whether it be adults, or to be children, there just is no freaking common sense. And it drives me insane. The other thing that drives me insane is the number of people who can't even count out change. You give them 20 and say it was 16.50, they can't even tell you, they can't go 17, 18, 19, 20. They can't even do it. It's like, okay, here's your change. Thanks for shopping here. It just, when you meet somebody, and everybody who counts their change back to me is somebody who's 45 or 50 years old. Always. It's like, okay, thank you very much. It's a great day. You can actually count the change. That's a refreshing little twist. That used to be a standard thing. You got your change counted back to you. So everybody knew and agreed exactly what you had. This reminds me of a girl that I worked with. She was a blonde. And she evidently had a lot of blonde moments one day. She was working the cash register at this little store I worked in. And at the end of the day, she was $300 over. I don't know how. They never figured that out. But she was $300 over. I guess there was a problem counting change. But then again, most of their customers were guys, and they weren't looking at the money. Because she was quite a little stunner. Okay, yeah, I'll take the change. Thank you very much. So that's what you're doing. If you want a little extra in the till, you stick a nice, good-looking girl up front. And for most of your customers that day are guys, they can just sit and drool and, okay. I got to tell you, folks, I'm feeling kind of giddy and wild tonight. I'm keyed up. Part of it's because I'm tired. I got up way too early today and probably shouldn't have got up as early as I did, which was 9:30, and that for me is early. So I'm kind of like here, just kind of like maybe I'm punch drunk or something. Glad to be here nonetheless, but feeling like major giddy. And so there's no telling what direction this program will take and what might happen. Saw this tonight on WorldNet Daily. Iraqi terrorist caught along Mexico border. American intelligence chief confirms people are alive as a result of capture. Wow. Let's dig into this and see why we're alive. President Bush's top intelligence aide has confirmed that Iraqi terrorists have been captured coming into the United States from Mexico. The confirmation comes from National Intelligence Director Mike McConnell, who talked about the situation in an interview with the El Paso Times recently. Coming up to the Mexican border is a path, McConnell said. Now, are they doing it in great numbers? No, because we're finding them and we're identifying them, and we've got watch lists and we're keeping them at bay. Thousands of people come over the border every day, and he says, we're catching the Iraqis. The Mexicans, they can go through. Well, Guatemala, go on through. We're getting these Iraqis, yeah, capturing them. But he said there are numerous situations where people are alive today because we caught them, as in the terrorist. Intelligence officials say the number and details of such situations are classified. Can't tell you, we did, we'd have to kill you. But McConnell pointed, and when they say it's classified, the number of Iraqis and that type of thing that they've caught, that means they ain't caught nobody. Because if they were catching Iraqis, you'd see faces, the whole nine yards. Should they be having the trials on court TV? McConnell pointed as an example to Mahmoud Youssef Karani, who entered the United States through Tijuana, Mexico in 2001 and later pleaded guilty to helping raise money for Hezbollah, which has been designated by the U.S. government as a terrorist organization. Hezbollah also built schools, homes, gives food. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The goal, McConnell said, is for terrorists to gain admittance to the United States and then produce mass casualties. You've got committed leadership. You've got a place to train. They've got trainers and they've got recruits. McConnell told the newspaper the key now is getting recruits in. So if your key is getting recruits in, how would you do that? McConnell's office did reveal some numbers during fiscal 2006. There were 14 Iraqi nationals caught trying to enter the U.S. illegally. Oh my gosh, 14. Well, so far in 2007, that number is 16.
Attention! Attention! This is Deputy Barney Black speaking. This is an emergency. Repeat, an emergency.
Okay, so we're up to 16. So we've got an emergency here. Now some we caught, some we didn't, McConnell told the newspaper. The ones that get in, what are they going to do? They're going to write home. So it's not rocket science. Word will move around. We'll sniff them out. If they send an email, we're watching anyway. Make a phone call, we're watching. Also revealed was that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection intercepted 60 Iraqis crossing the nation's southwestern border in 2006 who were seeking asylum in the U.S., while that number so far in 2007 is 178. The Times report says a U.S. intelligence analyst said there's been evidence that human smugglers or coyotes are telling Iraqis to ask for amnesty if they're caught. The typical scenario is this. Forged documents are used to get an Iraqi into a country in South or Central America. Since travel from country to country is allowed without visas in many locations there, they work their way north to the U.S. border. McConnell told the newspaper the numbers are classified, but here have been a relatively small number of people with known links to terrorist groups who have been caught at that point. Karani, for example, apparently paid a Mexican consulate official in Lebanon $3,000 for a Mexican visa and then smuggled into the U.S. in the trunk of a car. He was sentenced to more than 4 years in prison after admitting he helped raise funds for Hezbollah. Oh, God. When the newspaper asked U.S. Representative Sylvester Reyes of Texas of the U.S. House Intelligence Committee about the situation, he said, it's not something we would talk about. We've got to remain very quiet about this. We've had intelligence about Al-Qaeda identifying Latin America as a potential or prospective area where they could come through, but frankly, I'm surprised that the director would make definitive statements like that, because even if it were true, there you go, even if it were true, you wouldn't want to publicize that, Reyes told the Times. Even if it were true. Oh, my gosh. Oh, people are alive because they caught 14 last year and 16 this year. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they're going to come in here, and the next thing you know, they're going to work at a convenience store. Maybe they're going to drive a cab. And, oh, my gosh, they're looking for mass casualties. It's absolutely incredible. I mean, it's just incredible. Oh, wow. I'm so glad they're looking at the border to keep an eye on it down there. They're behind on building the fence down there on the border. Which I'm not real keen on the border fence anyway, because generally when you put fences to keep people out, eventually they are designed to keep people in. And I have a problem with that. I mean, all you got to do is put National Guard and the Border Patrol, actually let them do their job, and that when they arrest somebody or they have to shoot somebody, you don't send them to jail like Ramos and Compion or this sheriff's deputy, Gilmer Hernandez. You let them do their jobs. We send the National Guard down there unarmed, just tell them to look, but do we tell them they can only look in certain directions? Okay, you just look left.
Miguel, come across to the right. You're okay. Good, 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 good. Run, 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 run.
They don't want the border shut down. Period. Back in a minute. 800-313-9443. This is the Midnight Rider.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes medium mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Back here on the Midnight Rider. Mike Chambers here. Thursday night. Tomorrow night, we're going to have our Young Guns Roundtable again. Lee Rogers of RogueGovernment.com and Doug Owen of BlacklistedNews.com are going to join us. They've got a brand new site set up, too, called IntelStrike.com that you can check out. They've got new forums there and about 100 members there, and a little over 100 actually now. And these are good guys, and we're going to have them on tomorrow night. We're going to talk about the news and that type of thing. And so very, very cool. And I'm excited about it for them. They're going to come on tomorrow night. We'll talk news and break things down. These guys know what's going on. And it's very good to see, like I said, the young people in this movement that are getting up and stepping up and doing things in a big way. And it's helping to wake a lot of folks up. I mean, it's a big thing. Also, the big We Are Change events going on in New York. They trimmed them down to 3 days, the 10th, the 11th, the 9th, 10th, and the 11th. They're going to be out in the streets on the 7th and 8th, I believe. And so, you know, if you're going, you need to RSVP and let them know that you're coming. Probably got to get your tickets now, your plane tickets, because you're running out of time. The other thing, too, if you're not going, one thing you can do is help with your support by dropping some money in the bucket there at wearechange.org. As what they're doing is all of the ticket prices and any money that they make over the 3 days is going to help first responders through the Feel Good Foundation. John Feel is a first responder himself, and he's been working with people like Vito Valeni, and Vito Valeni's needing a double lung transplant because of the work he did at Ground Zero. And there's many more. I mean, there are many more similar stories. We've got people already dying from the aftermath of the towers falling and what happened in downtown New York on 9/11 back in 2001. So you can go there and drop some money in the till, and that will certainly help them. I know nobody's getting paid anything to do it, and that's huge. You're going to find that, you know, I've said this before, most people in this movement are not making any money at this. It's their time, and it's a lot of money out of their pocket. And I mean, I've literally gone to events and seen people counting money and change to make sure they had enough cab fare to get back to their hotel. And they're not staying in the Ritz. They're not. I mean, they're staying cheap. You know, I've been accused. Well, you must be in this for the money. Boy, if I am, there's something I'm doing wrong. Because I know with my own network, I'm down money every month. And it's, you know, it's a tough thing, you know, support RBN, you know, and help, you know, them remain on the air. It's huge because all this stuff takes a lot of money to run. Whether you're putting on an event like the We Are Change event or you're running a network like this, it takes a lot of money and it takes time because you've got to have people. Believe me, because I'm a one horse operation at this point. And I'm literally spending between the two programs I do, and the work I do on the network, I'm working 18 to 20-hour days, literally, every day, 7 days a week. And so, you know, it's important that that we help these organizations out and that we help to keep them afloat. Look, we are the message. We are the alternative media. We're the ones getting this information out. I mean, the mainstream media no longer serves this country. Hasn't for a long time. They're bought and paid for. And they're gonna toe the company line, so to speak, because a lot of these companies, if you look like CBS, look at companies like Clear Channel, and even Fox, because of all the radio and television affiliates they have now, if they don't toe the line, then you can have somebody like the FCC come back and say, well, you know, we've been reconsidering how many licenses people can have. And when I was in mainstream radio, folks, the number of stations you could have in a town, they were just starting to loosen it up just before I left radio in 94. You could own a total of 14 stations, 7 FMs, 7 AMs. I think you'd own some TV stations and that and a couple newspapers, but most you could get was an AM and an FM in a town. And if you wanted a TV or a newspaper, you had to get rid of one of them. And now you've got a company like Clear Channel that owns over 1,300 stations out of about 10,000 in this country. And that's why people like Limbaugh and Hannity are popular, because they're all on Clear Channel stations. It's not that they offer quality information or quality talk or anything like that. It's because they're the only game in town. Unless you want to hear, oh, this is sports, we're talking Michael Vick today. We're going to talk about dog killing and all that stuff. Michael Vick, Michael Vick, Michael Vick. I guess on Hannity today, he was talking about Lindsay Lohan. I guess that was one of his big things. But oddly enough, though, I was driving down the road, and I flip on Limbaugh just for the heck of it to see how long it would take before my stomach turned. And he was talking about Cuba and what a threat Cuba was. And I'm going, huh? But again, Bush was in Canada selling out this country. So got to have something else to talk about. 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. That's your number here on the Midnight Ride.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
My name is Mike Chambers. Welcome to the program. It's Thursday night. Tomorrow night, of course, as I mentioned, the Young Guns Roundtable. Then next week, we're looking at having the Aldo and Craig of the Citizens Investigation Team. They did a movie called The Pentagon. And we had to reschedule them because I was ill the night they were scheduled. And so hopefully one night next week, we'll get them both on. And I'm hoping to get Nick Shelton on, who's got a brand new book out. And I want to do... After Alan Watts' appearance on the show talking about conditioning and that type of thing, I'm looking to get some other people on regarding mind control and those type of things and propaganda itself. I've been reading Edward Bernays' book entitled Propaganda. It's been slow going just due to the lack of time. And, in fact, it's online, so I have to be in front of a computer to do it. And But I've got Jerry Corsi's book, The Late Great USA, coming finally. So, yay. Finally was able to get it in stock. It's been tough. He's like a number one bestseller now, which is really cool. And I hope to have him back on the show here before too long. You know, it's... So we're looking at having a good week next week on the show. And I enjoy, you know, having people on and getting to talk to them and finding out. And in this type of format, it's easy. You know, we're at night and everybody can kind of relax a little bit and just kind of kick back and talk a little bit. And I really, really enjoy that. I was telling you a bit ago about this kid. He was a 13-year-old boy. I thought he was 7. A 13-year-old boy has been suspended for 3 days by an Arizona public school because he sketched a picture that resembled a gun. Something school officials said they absolutely believed could pose a threat. Everybody down, I've got a piece of paper and I know how to use it. It's 8.5 by 11. From a 3-ring binder, folks. You better watch out. Yeah. Don't move. According to a report by KPHO-TV in Phoenix, it's not the type of greeting the Mosteller family expected when they moved from Colorado Springs to Chandler, Arizona a few weeks ago. My son's a very good boy, Paul Mosteller told the television station. He doesn't get into trouble. There was nothing on the paper that would signify that it was a threat of any form. The principal at Payne Junior High School kept the actual drawing, and officials with the Chandler Unified School District declined to release any information about the situation as it's classified. Yeah, I said I've got notebook paper here, buddy, and I've drawn a gun on it. You got to watch it. Federal privacy laws forbid the school or district from discussing student discipline. The station was told. Mosteller said her son was just idly drawing pictures and ended up with a fake laser. He was just basically a doodling, not thinking a lot about it. We're not advocates for guns. We don't have any guns in our home. We don't promote the use of guns. My son was just basically doodling on a piece of paper. School officials who initially banned the student for 5 days lowered the penalty to 3 days after discussing the situation with the boy's father. I just can't believe that there wasn't another way to resolve this. Mosteller told the Associated Press he's so upset the school made him feel like he committed a crime. They're doing more damage than good. The drawing did not show blood or bullets, nor did it show injuries or target anyone. Just resembled a gun, the Mosteller said. Terry Locke, a spokesman for the district, told the AP the sketch was absolutely considered a threat, and threatening words or pictures are punishable. Oh, my gosh, you have a threatening thought. You look at me funny, that's a threat. Ooh. I mean, my gosh, they're putting cameras in grade schools now. I mean, this is stupid. You suspended a boy for 3 days. Well, originally it's 5, then we back it down to 3 because we're feeling generous now. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just absolutely incredible. It makes you want to beat your head up against a wall. I mean, it's absolutely stupid nuts. And that'll just take us right to the next story. I mean, you think that's stupid? Listen to this. Moose belching now contributing to global warming. You can find this over at realinsidenews.com. Could this be another scapegoat to push a global carbon tax? Moose. Oh, my gosh. Moose belching, folks. You got to watch the moose. That moose, let me tell you, buddy, let me tell you, you gotta watch these moose. I mean, they're burping everywhere. Do I actually read this thing? I mean, yeah, I'll read it. So it's incredibly ridiculous. Human breathing, plane and car ride, neglecting to turn off computers at night, neglecting to fill car tires to maximum capacity. All of these factors have been blamed for the alleged dramatic increase in harmful CO2 gases that have led to global warming. Now it seems moose belching has become a major contributor to global warming, According to an article released today by the AFP, Norwegian researchers are now saying that a grown moose belches out more methane gas than a round-trip flight across the Atlantic Ocean from Oslo to the Chilean capital of Santiago. According to Professor Odd Harstad at the Norwegian University of Life Sciences, an adult moose emits about 100 kilograms of methane gas a year. But methane gas is much stronger than carbon dioxide, so to get the equivalent, you have to multiply it by 21. Methane, while not toxic, is extremely flammable and has been blamed as a contributor to global warming as a greenhouse gas. Global warming has indeed become a topic of increased debate and scrutiny over the past few years following the release of Al Gore's film An Inconvenient Truth in 2006. Celebrities, politicians, top environmentalists, and corporate elitists have jumped on the man-made global warming bandwagon. Oh, my gosh. It's that moose belching. I mean, it's... Oh, my God.
You know, Rock, he sure got some funny ideas about fun.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Yeah, moose belching. But no, no mention of moose flatulence. We got kids being suspended for drawing a picture, and the moose are going to bring us down, folks. It's happening right before our very eyes. And here's proof. I mean, this is proof right here. It's not man-made. It's moose. Those dadgum moose. You got to watch them. I mean, like a hawk. It's a good thing that the moose on Captain Kangaroo was a puppet. Could you imagine all the methane that would have been spread there? Oh, my. moose belching. What happened to your planet, sir? Well, it was a dangum moose. They were just belching and burping everywhere, and next thing you know, we're loaded up with methane, and the whole climate come crashing down. We didn't know what it was. We thought at first it might be deer or it might be cows, so we got rid of all them, and all that was left was them moose. And them moose, they just keep burping. We tried to retrain them and rehabilitate them, but you just couldn't. They'd get gassy, and the next thing you know, they'd be burping, and it just happened, and it went from bad to worse. And I mean, there's only 500 million people left on the planet. Some people think that the moose was working with the NWO. Oh, God. Oh, please. I mean, somebody.
Doggy.
Yeah, the moose belching. I mean, what do you say to that? I mean, it's so ludicrous. My gosh, it's absolutely ludicrous. It's the moose you're going to bring us down. You know, look, if you're saying that carbon dioxide's going up, okay, then plant some trees. I mean, there's common sense solution. If you're saying that it's carbon dioxide levels that are increasing in around the world, then plant something. Because the plants suck in carbon dioxide and put out oxygen. Well, they do that for a while. Oh, that makes some sense. No, we got to have some taxes and all kinds of stuff. We need bureaucracy and all this. We're going to have a tree planting bureaucracy, if nothing else. What do you think we are, Johnny Appleseed? I mean, none of this, you know, sending the kid home for 3 days because you think he drew a picture of a gun. Oh, it turned out it was a fake laser. And I get a note home yesterday wanting to know if my kid can watch PG-13, PG&G movies, and they're going to send the kid home. Is about the same age for drawing a picture of a gun. We consider that a threat now. He might point that at somebody. Oh, my gosh. Back to the war on terror. I'm terse. U.S. intelligence eavesdrops on thousands of foreign calls. More from Mike McConnell here. He's disclosed that U.S. intelligence eavesdrops on thousands of foreign telephone calls on lines that cross through U.S. territory, but monitors the calls of fewer than 100 people in the United States. Mm-hmm. McConnell's comments follow passage by the U.S. Congress this month of a law allowing the intelligence agencies to conduct wireless intercepts of calls between two foreign points. Again, he's straight at the El Paso Times. And, I mean, they probably felt like said, well, we got somebody from the administration who's going to do an interview with us. Oh, this is great. Hey, you order cake, okay? Yes. Yo. McConnell stressed in an interview with the El Paso Times that intelligence agencies must still obtain court warrants to monitor calls in which at least one of the parties is in the United States. Well, that's not exactly true because I think the language of the legislation was reasonably believe. Stephen, Ohio, welcome to the Midnight Rider. Rescue me, please.
Hello, Mike. How you doing? I'll be your pretty first good caller tonight.
Are there any moose in your area that are belching?
No, not around here. I got a couple stories I'll relate to you here.
Sure, go ahead.
The first one is, about a couple weeks ago, I was sitting watching one of the cable news network news shows, and they had this, I believe he's a president or prime minister or something over there from Iraq, and they had him on there interviewing him, and he was really getting into some interesting stuff. I was really interested in it because I wanted to hear the story from someone like him, you know, that probably lived here all their life and knew the country instead of our media.
Right.
You know? So he gets about, maybe 2 minutes into his explanation of how everything is going over there. And this big blue screen comes on, breaking news. You know how they play that real fast music, you know, and
right.
Your heart gets pumping. You think, oh, my God, what's going on now? And what the breaking news was this little Hollywood actor got picked up for drunk driving.
And
I couldn't believe that would be national breaking news. You know, they would break away from an important story like that to tell about some little girl that got picked up for DWI.
Well, that's more important, knowing whether or not she's going to have to go to rehab or not.
Yeah, that's the truth. So it's a couple hours later, me and my wife goes down to the store. And in our local grocery store, we have this big, long meat counter in there. And they get all this good-looking meat, you know.
Right.
Way at the end, they have a real little area where there's, like, old meat. Okay, and sort of like, it really doesn't look good at all.
Right, and it's marked down for quick sale.
Yeah.
Right.
And what was standing there was an elderly lady with a walker, and she was digging through the spoiled meat. Well, it looked like it was spoiled, probably right on the verge of it. And, you know, I just felt so bad about that. I went over and told the lady, why don't you set that package down, and you come down here and pick up some fresh meat, and I'll pay for it. And, you know, after I did that, the elderly lady had tears in her eyes. And I thought, you know, this should be the breaking news.
Right.
You know, and it's just, boy, just things are so screwed up now. It's just unbelievable. Every day you see stuff like this, you know. And that's just my little story. I have another story if you want it.
Hey, bring it on.
Okay. I was had the opportunity to be at a factory where 150 people was being laid off.
Right.
And I was standing outside on their last day, and they was coming out of the factory. And they was all sad, and they're all just good people, you know, hard workers and good people, and they was all sad because they was leaving there for the last day. And I was shaking a couple of guys' hands, you know, and wishing them luck. And you could just see, you know, they just didn't know what they was going to do, you know. And right when they was walking out, there's a train track that runs behind this factory. And there's probably a 2-mile-long train that went by, and every car on that train was double-stacked with Chinese shipping containers.
Yeah.
I thought, isn't that ironic? You know, mm-hmm. These people are losing their jobs. And then to see that in the background.
We should be happy about that, Steve, because those goods are cheap.
Yeah.
Keeps the prices low at Walmart. And hey, if we make these Chinese have some standards, they'll have to raise the prices, and the prices are going to go up. I mean, We ought to be happy that everybody's getting laid off here so we can get some more cheap Chinese goods.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, some of them plans, some of them, you know, these companies that's taking their work over there, just sort of crapping on the American work. It's starting to backfire on them now, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Certainly is. I mean, if you look at Mattel, I mean, Mattel's probably going to get, you'll have a class action suit, you know, here before too long, talking about kids who've been exposed to lead because of the paint on the toys. You know, probably dog owners and cat owners are going to come. You will start going after these companies for that type of thing. I mean, shoot, I even saw a story the other day, Steve, where a company out of China that imports aspartame, NutraSweet, into this country.
No.
They had to send it all back and get rid of it because it had metal shavings in it.
No kidding. Jeez.
Yeah. Two things that'll kill you right there.
I'm starting to worry a little bit about some of the medication me and my wife take, like the prescription drugs.
Right.
I don't know if half of that stuff's coming from overseas or not. I don't know.
You never know. It could be from Wong's Apothecary. Steve, thanks for the call.
Okay, thank you.
Back in just a minute. Thank you. Back in just a minute. This is the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Take it all lying down, 'cause once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. 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 And I don't wanna bother.
Back here on the Midnight Rider, 800-313-9443 is our number. It's open lines tonight here on the program, so feel more than free to jump in and join us at any time. You know, Steve brought up the fact, you know, here's a woman, elderly in a grocery store, picking out the meat that is reduced for quick sale. And I mean, I've done it. Sometimes you can catch a good deal in it, but not very often. I mean, it's, you know, you hear about old folks eating dog food and not being able to run their heat in the winter. And I guess it's considered okay. You know, not being able to, you know, have to choose between food or being able to cool themselves down in the summer. You have people die. 50 people have died this summer in the heat wave in this country. It's you know, it's insane. All in the name of corporate profits and the rates for utilities continue to go up. I mean, everything, the price of everything continues to go up. They say, oh, inflation's low. Yeah. Wages aren't rising fast enough. People are losing jobs right and left. And I mean, it's just sad that here's an old lady having to pick out of a, out of about to be thrown in the trash pile. It's sad to where we're at. And then workers knowing that they've left the place for the last time, not going to be able to go back. And likely their jobs have gone overseas. You know, it's incredible. And the fact that the corporations in this country, you look, I understand making a profit and that type of thing, but trying to make insane profits is just out of the question. I mean, you take care of your people at home first. I mean, because again, eventually the products are coming back here anyway. And you know, it's like in the car industry. The big three automakers in this country, none of them make a vehicle in this country anymore, hardly. The GM plant here in Oklahoma City pulled out a couple of years ago. That building still sits empty. Matter of fact, the only one of the major automotive manufacturers that makes cars and trucks inside the United States is a Japanese company, Toyota. Buy American. There's nothing left in America to buy. And the mom and pops that do start up, I mean, they're getting squeezed out. You know, when they're trying to go into these big, do business with these big corporations squeeze them hard, and they literally cannot stay in business. They'll do business with a lot of these big companies, and they're gone. It'll decimate a business. It'll ruin the health of the owner. Because these people, once they get their hooks in you, they just go for blood, and they will crank it out of you. And yes, these people can get blood from a turnip. It's just sad. And then once they're done with you, man, they'll throw you to the side once they've worn you out or string you along. And I've seen this happen. It's just insane. Insane what we've come to. All right, when we come back in the next hour, we're going to get into Bush at the VFW. Yeah, he made a horse's patoot of himself there. Back in just a minute, a 70-second break here, 800-313-9443. That's our number, 800-313-9443. The chat room, you can get there at MidnightRidersShow.com. Back in a minute, this is the Republic Broadcasting Network.